If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we finish this fifth week of Easter. Let us recognize your love in our lives, and let us live as people who are showing the world that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is a feast, which means when you are at Mass today, you're going to recite the Gloria. And it is the feast of two of our apostles, Philip, and of course, the other one being James. So we see these two apostles, and because of that, our reading is different. Remember, the reading always follows a certain pattern. And during Easter, we follow along in the Acts of the Apostles. But when we have a feast, when we have a memorial, we have an option of changing the readings to another set of readings. And if we have a feast, we don't. We get another set of readings. And that's what we have today. 1 Corinthians 15. And that is, I consider, one of the most powerful passages in the Bible. If you don't know it, I know you've heard me talk about it many times before. It is the oldest eyewitness account of that we have of the resurrection of Jesus, and of actually not the resurrection per se, but that Jesus resurrected. It comes from St. Paul, who was the last to encounter him, and he talks about how many people have said that Jesus didn't resurrect from the dead in his time, just like in our time, but St. Paul says, no, I can tell you that he appeared to 500 people. Lastly, he appeared to me. So Paul is recognizing and proclaiming that Jesus resurrected from the dead. Now, what makes that important is, remember, Paul went to his death proclaiming that. And if he did not believe that, then he probably wouldn't have gone to his death, because he lived in a time when the emperor was considered God, and he said, no, I worship Jesus Christ, who is the true God, and Jesus resurrected from the dead, and for that reason, he and Peter, around the same time, were both executed in Rome, and Paul never recanted of that statement. So that's a pretty powerful statement that he makes. And so, as we know, all the apostles, with the exception of St. John, suffered martyrdom for the exact same reason. So we look at that as a central part of what the church teaches us about this reality, that Jesus, in fact, resurrected from the dead. And also, as I've been talking about during the entire Easter season, he gives us a whole new understanding of who we are as human beings. If you notice, my theme has been pretty much through the season, starting with Easter, is look at Jesus' resurrection not as an event that we celebrate, which it is that, but also as a new discovery, which it's similar to that, but it's a revelation. And our whole life changes because of this new discovery, which, again, it's actually a revelation, not a discovery. So this is the way my focus has been. And this is exactly what the apostles were all about preaching. It wasn't just, yes, we believe in this God named Jesus, and you should all believe in him too. It is, let me explain to you this powerful truth that has been revealed to us that'll change your entire focus of life. And that's what the apostles preached. And that's what our faith is all about. So I want you to think about that. I mean, here they are going out, and today we're recognizing Philip and James, going out and teaching of Christ, but they're teaching it from that perspective. And as I said, kind of look at it from a scientific perspective. And the scientific perspective is that Jesus preached to us and demonstrated to us that there is eternal life. And so what they went out and preached, this understanding. Remember, look at it this way, as if, as I said on Easter, as if you are preaching to a bunch of people who believe in a whole different understanding of our solar system, the Copernican discovery, which we call now the Copernican Revolution. No, let me explain to you what really is the solar system. Well, then that means that we are not at the center of the universe. Bingo. Yes, that does. Remember, that was just a radical understanding that took years, centuries for people to fully comprehend. Oh, that means we're not at the center of the universe. Yes, but it also means we don't fully comprehend the universe yet. So, very important. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we bring you this message of the gospel and from the readings every single Monday through Friday. And for that reality, our program is a bridge, delivering God's word to those unable to attend, and also to those who are able to attend Mass to get that extra boost during the week. Just like the birds in the sky who neither reap nor sow, God graciously provides for their needs. And we're called to spread his word, even if people can't come to hear it, or even if they're looking for that extra boost. That's why our program exists, to help you to hear the word of God so that you can go out and bring it to others. We can't do it alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love as we do here. With your support, we can contribute to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be part of something truly meaningful. Together, let's make a difference. And if you'd like to contact me about that, contact me at ST for Saint, stanthonyalston.org. That's ST for Saint, stanthonyalston.org. You can also contact us through CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about this powerful day of the Feast of Philip and James. And in that, we hear Jesus saying to us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, again, go back to that scientific way of thinking and realize that he's teaching us a truth that we're finding from nobody else. Well, you might say, well, you know, a lot of people who don't believe will say, well, you know, look, I might be able to believe in certain things, but this whole thing where everything is focused on Jesus, nope. Don't understand it, and I don't believe it. Well, I want you to look at it this way. You have a bunch of people who are friends of yours. I always use this example for some reason. One of them is a physics professor. The rest are all the ones a lawyer, one's a doctor, one's a, you know, whatever. Candle maker, baker, you know, whatever. But one's a physics professor. If you have a question of physics, who are you going to ask? The one who knows. And that's who Jesus is, the one who knows. Why? Because he comes from the Father and he goes back to the Father. And in the meantime, he is the one who can give us that way, the truth, and the life that we can find from nobody else. Everything else is people kind of trying to figure it out, and Jesus kind of gives us the answers to the questions. So that's the important thing. Jesus comes from the Father. He returns to the Father. In the meantime, he gives us the way, the truth, the information, rather, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so, as I said, when we understand Jesus' resurrection, it's not a discovery, it's a revelation. But aside from that, if we look at it in similar ways, if it were to be a discovery, then we'd realize, wow, this changes everything. Well, in the same way, if we understand this is a revelation, but we react to it exactly the same way, wow, this changes everything. I don't know if this will fit, but an interesting thing that popped up on Reddit, and it's this woman who found what appeared to be a pill in her son's room. Now, you know, one of the things that people worry about is their children taking drugs. So she took a picture of it and she showed it on Reddit and says, does anyone know what this is? Well, it wasn't a pill. It was Pez. It was one Pez. I don't know if that's the word. One piece of Pez or Pez. You know what Pez is? Pez is candy. I'm sure you've seen it. They usually have these Pez dispensers with these cartoon figures as heads. I mean, they've been around forever. You know, they've been around for I don't know how long, but they've been around for a long, long, long time. I remember them as a kid. I never had one, but I remember them as a kid. So all of a sudden she says, what is this? And some people were joking around about it, saying, you know, what this is blah, blah, blah. But they basically said to her, it's candy. It's not, you know, and maybe another thing to say, your son is not on drugs. Now, can you imagine thinking, oh, no, this is horrendous. I found this pill in my son's room. Oh, what could this be? And then someone tells you it's candy, and even more so brings you to the local supermarket and shows you where all the Pez dispensers are and goes, that's what it is. How much of a whole change the person would have on themselves and on their son when they recognize that he is eating candy, what thought was drugs. Well, what happens when all of a sudden you realize Jesus really is the way, the truth, and the life? How much your life completely changes because your focus changes. We'll talk more on Monday. Have a blessed weekend. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.